Christ is risen. Yan ang problema pag malapit na tayong matapos sa Easter, no? Yung pagsisigaw natin ng Christ is risen medyo mahina na, no? Unlike yung first day of Easter, talagang Christ is risen. Ah! Parang matanggal yung bubong ng simbahan pag sumigaw tayo ng the Lord is risen indeed. But as we are coming to the end of the season of Easter, we should not forget what we have received. Kaya talagang we have to keep it fresh in our mind. We have received new life in Christ. And if we keep on thinking of that thing that God has given to us, then makikita natin na yung new life na yan, it's a process of living it out every day in your life. Amen? So even though tapos na yung season of Easter, matatapos na yung season of Easter, we do not forget about the new life that Jesus has given to us. There's so many things that we need to remember about Easter, but one thing na talagang hindi nyo talagang kalimutan to, remember this, death has already been destroyed. Amen? For a Christian, wala nang death para sa atin. Meron tayong tinatawag that we will sleep. Okay? The scripture calls it sleeping for a Christian. We will never die because Christ destroyed death. Death has no longer dominion over us. Our body, pag nag-expire na yung katawan natin, kasi may expiration date yan, when the body expires, it will lie down and sleep until the day of the resurrection where it will come back to life again. But our soul cannot die anymore. Our soul to be absent in the body is to be present in the Lord. Amen? Not a single second, not a single moment will your soul die if you are in Christ. Yan ang promise ni Lord. Even though He die, He lives. Amen? We will not taste death. So let us not forget about that. So we will not fear death so much. Hindi tayo matakot sa kamatayan. Ang problema kasi pag tayo natakot mamatay, when we get so afraid of death, we become afraid of life. Amen? Natatakot na rin tayong mabuhay. Huwag tayong lalabas. Huwag natin gawin to. Baka mamatay tayo. E doon lang, magkukulong ka na lang sa kwarto mo. Amen? Those who are afraid to die will be afraid to live also. That's why the scripture says that we have to overcome the fear of death. Live the life that God has given to you. Do not fear death. Amen? Paano natin na hindi tayo matakot sa death? Always remember, Christ already destroyed our death. And not only that, in rising to life, Jesus provided eternal life and resurrection life for us. Amen? He made everything new for our life. Yes, sometimes we feel the same. Pareho naman, parang hindi ako nagbago. But believe me, because of Christ's resurrection, sabi sa scripture, He makes everything new. Sabi nga sa Bible, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, you may feel old. You may feel na hindi ka nagbago. But the truth and the reality is, if you are in Christ, the old things have already passed. Behold, the new has come. You are a new creation and you are now living the newness of life. Importante lang na alam natin yun. Kanina, I was greeted by the ushers, yung mga, nakita nyo yung mga ushers natin sa labas. Ang gaganda nila, di ba? Huwag kayong magsasabi na hindi. Hindi kayo makakalabas ng simbahan. You saw the ushers pagpasok natin, ang gaganda nila. And I saw them, sabi ko, ang ganda ninyong lahat. At sabi ng isang usher sa akin, at Bishop, alam namin yan. Okay? So, iba yung maganda ka, pero iba talaga yung alam mong maganda ka. Maraming taong maganda, pero hindi nila alam maganda sila. Amen? Kaya tago ng tago, nahihiya. Kahit maganda sila, nahihiya. tumatago kasi hindi niya alam maganda siya. But it pays. It's different when you are beautiful and you know you are beautiful. It's also the same thing with new life. It's one thing to have new life. Alam mo, meron kang bagong buhay. Amen? Na-cancel na yung lumang buhay mo. Maraming nagsasabi, second life ko na to, third life ko na to, fourth life ko na to, Bishop. Yeah, because the old life is already gone. You have new life, but you have to know it. Dapat alam mo yan. Amen? Dapat alam mo talaga. Kahit anong mangyari, bago na ang buhay ko. Okay? Jesus has given me new life already. So huwag natin kalimutan yung message ng Easter as we prepare for the long season of ordinary time. The season of ordinary time is a season of testing. It's the season of growing. It's the season where we really journey and walk with Jesus. Mahaba yung season na yan. That's why the last remaining Sundays of Easter, we are being prepared for ordinary time to take that journey. Next Sunday will be the Ascension Sunday already. Okay? And after that, we will have Pentecost Sunday. So you see how the church is really preparing the people to journey on ordinary time. That is very important. In the season of Easter, we have been talking about faith and emphasize sa atin yan. You receive every blessing from God by faith. Amen? It's all by faith. Because God's blessing, they come in the form of a promise. Amen? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's a promise. I will provide everything for you. That is a promise. So for those promises to become a reality in your life, you have to have faith. Amen? You have to have faith. At tinuruan na tayo ni Bishop Ricardo about faith that is the foundation of our life. In Easter, that is re-echoed to us. We are reminded of the necessity to act by faith, to live by faith. Amen? So, we also learned about hope, how important it is. We may have failed, we may have made some mistakes in our lives, but praise be to God, the resurrection of Jesus reminds us that there is always hope. Kahit gaano pa kalala at kaano kasama ang sitwasyon ng buhay natin, dahil buhay si Kristo, may pag-asa ang buhay natin. Amen? We also learned in the season of Easter, sinasummarize ko lang yung mga teachings ng Sundays, di ba? We've also learned that in this new life, we have to live as a community. Amen? Tama na yung nag-iisa ka. Ayoko nang masaktan, Bishop. Gusto ko mag-isa na lang. Hindi ka lalago sa buhay Kristiyano if you choose to be alone. Remember what God said in Genesis, it is not good for a man to be alone. Amen? And that's why the first institution God created was the family. Amen? Before He created the church, before He created anything else, for us human beings, He created the family so that we can live together. Kaya sinasabi nila, if you want to walk fast, you walk alone. But if you want to walk far, walk with the other. At dadagdagan pa yan, if you want to reach your destiny, walk with the right people. Amen? So those are the things that God has been reminding us. Community is important. Family is important. The church community is important. Yes, we may not like each other. We may not be, you know, hindi tayo vibes minsan sa mga tao sa simbahan. But we do need each other. Amen? I cannot fulfill my destiny and I can never reach where God wants me to be if I do not learn to live with you. Amen? And it's the same thing with you. You have to learn to live with me and the rest of your brothers and sisters. Eh, Bishop, inaaway ako. Bishop, yung sama ng ugali niyan. Kaya tinuruan tayo magpatawad para pwede tayong mabuhay na magkasama. Anong purpose ng pagpapatawad? Bakit talagang dinidiin ni Lord sa atin magpatawad tayo? So we can live together. Amen? Because without forgiveness, kung hindi tayo marunong magpatawad, oh hindi, impossible for us to live as a community. And if we don't live as a family, as a community, we will never, never get to where God wants us to go. Amen? Maraming taong ganyan ngayon. Iiwanan niya yung asawa niya, iiwanan niya yung anak niya para maging happy ka, para magiging happy siya. The journey to happiness in life is a journey that you have to take with other people. Amen? Kasama mo, pamilya mo. Kailangan mo ang pamilya mo. Kailangan mo ang church community. Whether you like it or not, that is how God designed the new life to be. The new life is lived out in communion. Amen? Amen? What else did we learn? Ano pang natutunan natin? We also learned that the new life that we have in Christ, the resurrection life that we proclaim, it is lived out with a shepherd. Amen? It's not good for a man who have no one to guide him. Hindi ko kailangan yung magulang ko. Hindi ko kailangan yung parents ko. Graduate ako sa Ateneo. Abogado ako. Yung tatay ko magsasaka lang. Hindi nakagraduate ang tatay ko. I don't need my father. Oh, wag ganyan. Huwag mong kalimutan. Okay? Huwag mong kalimutan. Your father may not have the same educational attainment that you have. But always remember this, it is your father who has been a shepherd to you. Natutulog ka pa lang, nagtatrabaho na yung tatay mo para paggising mo, kakain ka. Amen? We should not forget those things, even in the church. Bakit kailangan pa may bishop? Lahat na lang kaya tayo bishop. Diba? Ba't may bishop pa? Ba't may pari pa? Lahat na lang tayo. O, meron mga simbahan na ganyan, walang pastor. Lahat tayo. Pastor, ano nangyayari? Gulo. Away ng away yung simbahan. Bakit? Walang tatay. Diba? So kailangan, we have to learn also that the new life that we live, we are being taught to live in humility. And humility means that you realize you cannot do it on your own. You need someone to guide you, to lead you. Amen? Amen? So kailangan nyo yung bishop. Okay? Kailangan nyo yung bishop. Kailangan ko rin may bishop ako. We need someone to shepherd and watch over us, to lead us, to guide us. Sa trabaho, kailangan nyo may boss. Amen? At minsan, ayaw natin may boss sa trabaho. Gusto mong ikaw lang lahat. Okay, kung masusunod, eh pag pumaltos yung trabaho, wala, ayaw mo rin humarap sa problema. Naghahanap ka ng boss. You understand what I'm saying? The resurrection life, we also found out that we need to, if we're going to live out the resurrection life, we need to love one another. That was the lesson last Sunday. Pinaka-latest yun, no? The necessity for us to love one another, is not an option. Whether you like it or not, you have to learn to love one another. And the love that Jesus commands us to have for one another is not just an ordinary kind of love. It is an agape love. Okay? Love never fails. That's why Jesus taught us to love one another, because when we learn to love each other, we will be far from failing. Love never fails. Yes, we may experience some setbacks in our life. We may experience some negative things in our life. But in totality, when we have learned to love each other, in the end, you always come out winning, because love will never fail. Amen? Now, this Sunday, what is the lesson that God teaches us? What is the thing that we need to learn about the resurrection life? We have to learn to live in peace. Ito yung lesson natin. Peace. Peace. Paghidait. Kalinaw kung sa Cebuano. Yes, sa Aklan, ano? Kalinong. Kalinong? Okay. Kalinong, kalinaw, paghidait. You know, we have so many concepts about peace. But peace is something we all need. Amen? Sino sa inyong gusto ng magulong buhay? Sinong naila kita nga magulo rin yung buhay? Wa kita naila karon. Haman, hay, we need peace. Do you know aton ginapangita kita? Nganing ko may problema kita sa pamilya, hay ginausuyan git naton solusyon because the problem sometimes disrupts the peace at home. And we don't want na magulo ang buhay natin. What shall we fix it? We try to fix it. Why? Because we long for peace. The nations today, bakit nagigera? Why is Russia and Ukraine fighting? Russia wants peace. Ukraine wants peace. And so they fight. Anong pinaglalaban nila? They fight for peace. So kita mo yung kalokohan. Kalokohan ng tao. Makikipag-away ka. Parang merong peace. And today, Jesus is teaching us how to have true and everlasting peace. Tuturo ng Diyos sa atin to. Amen? You cannot produce peace by punching your neighbor. Para magkaroon tayo ng peace, susuntukin kita para peaceful tayo. You cannot have that. Sa bahay, para magkaroon ng peace, anong gagawin natin? Mag-aaway tayo. Tapunan ng baso, tapunan ng pinggan. Ba't kayo nagtatapunan ng pinggan at baso sa bahay para magkaroon ng peace? Dadami ang pieces ng pinggan ninyo. Okay? We cannot achieve peace by that way. So we listen to the Lord. We find out if peace is something that all of us really long for, then realize that the resurrection life that God gives you is a life of peace. Yun lang hindi tayo marunong. We still follow what the world dictates. That's why Jesus said, I give you peace, but not as the world gives peace. Jesus would give us peace in a different way, His way. And we know Jesus' way is always better than our ways. Amen? So titingnan natin yung gospel. What does He share with us in the gospel? Ito sinasabi ni Jesus, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Now listen carefully. Nandito ang sikreto. You want to have peace in your life, you listen to Jesus. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. One of the blessings I have na hindi ko talagang kinakalimutan at pinapasalamatan ko sa Diyos every day, hindi kami mayaman when I was growing up. We were not that rich. My father is an employee. He works for a company. At just recently, nakita ko yung isang payslip niya. He earns 1,000 a month. Yun yung sahod niya. So, paano niya binuhay? Lima kami magkakapatid. Paano niya kami binuhay sa 1,000 pesos ang sahod niya? Marami siyang sideline. Nagsa-sideline din siya. Okay, naghahanap siya ng paraan para mabuhay kami. So we were not that rich, but you know what? The blessing that I have growing up is that my father and my mother provided a home for me and my brothers and my sisters. What is a home? What makes a home? Bahay? Pera? Pagkain? Tao? What makes a home? A home is a home when there is peace. Kaya kahit gaano kagulo sa labas, pag nakauwi ka sa bahay, anong ginagawa ng bata pagdating sa bahay? You finally find your rest when you're at home finally. Kaya yung nanay, pag nasa bahay na nakatingin sa anak, alam ka agad ng nanay na may problema ang bata. Alam nyo ba yan? Yung batang umuwi sa bahay kahit na hindi nagsasabi, alam ng nanay may problema. Pagtingin pa lang ng nanay sa bata, pag uwi ng bata, sabi ng bata, Nay, may pagkaon kita? Tapos sasabihin na ng nanay, kumusta yung grade mo sa school? Alam ka agad ng nanay may problema. Ah, importante, tanay, buhi kita. No? Pag sinabi ng bata yan, bagsak yan. Sigurado bagsak na. Kaya alam na ng nanay yan. Di ba? A home, what makes a home, is the peace that you find in that home. Bakit merong peace sa bahay na yan? Why will you find peace in the home? You know why? Because there is love in that home. Peace is the byproduct of love. Nations, families fight to have peace and they will never get peace because peace is the fruit of loving each other. Amen? Nakita nyo kung gaano kasimple? Gusto mo magkaroon at paghidait ro imong kabuhi? Forgive your enemies and start loving them. That's the only way you can have peace in your life. Gantihan mo, saktan mo, kinabukasan, pagising mo, galit ka pa rin. Sasaktan mo ulit yung kaaway mo. Gagawa ka ulit ng plano. Masarap ang feeling pag gumaganti, pero ang paghidait ay hindi nananatili sa buhay mo. Mamaya, galit ka na sa anak mo, galit ka na naman sa asawa mo, lahat ng tao kagalit mo na. Because peace will never come until you learn to love. Amen? You want peace in your life? Then practice what Jesus said. Bring love to your life. You want to have peace at home in your family, medyo magulong pamilya ninyo, dalhin mo yung pag-ibig doon. Huwag mong pilitin yung asawa mo, yung anak mo. Uy, magdala kayo ng pag-ibig dito. Hindi, hindi. Ikaw. Ikaw mismo, magdala ka ng pag-ibig. The love that you put into your home will create peace. And when there is peace, there is a home. Amen? Without love, a home is just a house. You only have a house. You only have a residence. Yan ang diferensya ng house tsaka home. It's the love that is present in that place. Amen? It's the love that is there that makes the house a home. Parang kanta yata yan, di ba? Joseph, Brother Joseph, kanta yan, di ba? A house is not a home, di ba? Okay. Alam niya. Lagyan natin ng pag-ibig. When there is love in the home, then there is love in your heart, then peace will come. Ito ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Now, last week we talked about loving one another. This Sunday, Jesus talks about loving God. Okay? Loving God. Yes, we should love one another. That's important. But more than that, where will our love for each other come from? It comes from our love of God. Without loving God, it is impossible to love your neighbor. Truly love your neighbor. Because true and real, genuine love for neighbor, for family, for children, it all comes from your love of God. That's why sinabi ka agad ni Jesus. Before he mentions peace, he said, if anyone loves me, oh, you should love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. So how do we love the Lord? Tinuro niya rin. If you're going to love Jesus, how are you going to do it? Bishop, ang hirap mahalin ng Diyos. Yeah, mahirap. Pero ito ang sabi ni Lord, if you love me, you will keep my word. Ganun lang kasimple. How will you love Jesus? Is it, will I offer my body to be burned in the fire? Kailan ko bang isacrifice ang maraming bagay sa buhay ko? Walang hinihingi si Lord na ganyan sa'yo. The only thing that the love of Christ demands from us is that we keep His word. Amen? Bishop, paano yan? Ang hirap to keep the word of God. It's easy. Very easy. I have a text message from my primate, from Bishop Ricardo. Tinext ako ni Bishop Ricardo. And we talked. Nag-text kami via messenger. Until now, hindi ko nabubura yung mga text. May nagsabi sa akin na if a person dies, if your loved one dies, burahin lahat, mga sulat, sunugin, yung mga text, sunugin, so that you can move on. Well, I have moved on. But I have carried him in my heart. Can we not move on without carrying the people you love in your heart? Pwede naman na mag-move on eh. Dadadala mo yung taong mahal mo kahit wala na sila. Every night, kinukuha ko yung cellphone ko. And I open the messenger at binubuksan ko doon sa Dick Alcaraz. Pagpindot ko ng Dick Alcaraz, lalabas yung mga text niya sa akin. One of the texts that he gave me, sabi niya sa akin, at this time, prayer and intercession is vital. Because the love I have for this man, I have kept his words, literally, natago sa cellphone ko. And many times, may nagsasabi sa akin, burahin mo na yan para matanggal ang lungkot. And I said, masama bang malungkot? Masama bang malungkot? Sino naglagay ng emotion na yan sa puso mo? It's God who gave you those emotions. What is wrong if your sadness overcomes you? That's bad. But the sadness that I have brings me to long for Him. I look forward to the day that I will meet Him and we will talk again. Masarap kausap si Bishop Ricardo kasi wide reader siya, marami siyang binabasa. You can talk about sports, you can talk about family, you can talk about current events. You know, any topic under the sun, he can talk. He gave me a book, a priest handbook. Binigyan niya ako ng priest handbook. And he wrote a dedication there. I have kept it also. When we had a fight at nagalit ako sa kanya and he had to discipline me. Pinagalitan niya ako at dinisiplina niya ako. After a few months, nakita niya sigurong napuruhan ako. Binigyan niya ako ng libro. He gave me a book. Ang sabi niya, I hope this book will help you because I cannot help you at this time. Galit ka sa akin, so hindi ako makatulong sa'yo. I hope this book can help you. So binigyan niya ako ng libro. So kinuha ko yung libro, mayabang tayo eh. Diba? Kinuha ko yung libro. At inisip ko, hindi ko babasahin to. Yabang eh. But when I went home, I started browsing over the book. When I opened it, there was a message for me. Sinulat niya rin. It was an encouragement to not give up. Even when things are not working your way, never give up. That note I have kept until this day. That's why yung sinasabi ni Jesus, if you love me, you will keep my words. Huwag niyong basta-basang itapon. Huwag niyong basta-basang ibaliwala yung mga sinabi ng Diyos sa inyo. Huwag niyong kakalimutan kung anong sinabi ng Diyos sa inyo. I look at the word keep, at maraming nagtuturo nito. The word keep is you are going to keep the word of God, you have to obey the word of God. Amen? Amen. To keep the word, you have to obey the word of God. I agree with that. I agree with the teaching that keeping the word of God is obeying the word of God. That's why if you love me, sabi ni Jesus, if you love me, you will obey me. You will obey my words. Yeah, I agree with that. Pero may kulang eh. There's something lacking. Hindi ako na-satisfy sa word na obey. If you love Jesus, you will obey. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng keep. And I begin to research, I begin to study, and I found out that the word keep does not only mean to obey. To keep the word of God, you have to learn to love His word. Mamahalin mo rin yung salita niya. Those messages of Bishop Ricardo, I've kept them. I have kept them. Hindi ko pinapabasa yan sa lahat. Not even my children would read those letters. I kept them. To love Jesus is to keep the word, and to keep the word means to love the word. Yes, if you love the word, you will obey the word. If you love the word, you will remember the word. Kaya pinagninilayan natin yung mga sinabi ng taong mahal natin. Ano bang sinabi niya sa akin? Ano bang mga binilin ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin? I remember those things. I keep on thinking of them now that I am a bishop. At naging obispo ako, alam nyo, sa simbahan na iniwan niya rin. And so his words are very important to me. I keep them. I keep them in the sense that I obey them, yes. I read them as often as I can. I think about them. That's why sabi ni Jesus, if you love me, you will keep my word. And my Father, listen carefully, and my Father will also love you. Wow. My Father will also love you. You keep the word of Christ, you will be introduced to the love of the Father as well. Papasok ka sa pagmamahal ng Ama sa'yo. And this is one thing that really amazes me. And this is what Jesus said. If my Father will love you, I and my Father will make a home in you. God will make a home
with you. That's what brings peace in your life. It's not the abundance of your friends. Some people think na kung marami ka ng kaibigan sa Facebook, marami kang followers sa Facebook, magiging happy ka. Hindi, magkakaroon ka lang ng pera. That's all. Some people think that if you have so much money, you will be happy. Do you really believe that? Yeah, money can sometimes make us happy. But money alone cannot bring that satisfaction and pure happiness in your life. No. Bishop, paano mo nasabi niya, nagkaroon ka na ba ng maraming pera? Hindi. Nakita ko lang yung mga maraming pera na nag-suicide. Marami din sila. Ang yayaman, nagsisuicide lang. Bakit? Akala ko ba pag maraming pera, happy na? Hindi pala. Sabi naman ng isa sa akin, Bishop, pag-pray mo ako, mag-aasawa ako. Sabi ko, sino bang gusto mo? Yan, tinuro niya sa akin yung babae. Alam niya na ba? Sabi niya, hindi pa. Pero Bishop, ipag-pray mo ako. If I get to marry that girl, I will be the happiest man in the world. Sabi ko sa kanya, kalimutan mo na lang yan. Amen? Because sometimes we think yung pag-aasawang magbibigay ng happiness sa buhay mo. No. Marrying the most beautiful girl does not mean that you'll be the happiest man. Marrying the most handsome man, huwag mong isipin magiging happy ang buhay mo. You know what brings so much peace in our life? When I say peace, ginagamit ko yung word na peace, salitang peace together with happiness. Why? Because peace, according to Bishop Ricardo, ang definition niya, what is peace? Sino sa inyo makaalala? Ha? He taught this, tinuro niya to. Sabi niya, peace is what? O, lakasan niyo, bigyan ko kayo ng house and lot pag nasagot niyo. This is what he said. Definition niya to. I don't know where he got this. He must have gotten it from somewhere. But this is what he believes. Peace is the fullness of God's blessing. If you have the peace of God, you have the fullness of God's blessing. What is God's blessing? Happiness, prosperity, health, joy. You name it, kasama yan doon sa package ng tinatawag nating peace. And it's not just a portion of joy, a little bit of happiness. It's the fullness of happiness that you have. When you have the peace of God, when you have peace in your life, you have the fullness of joy and happiness. Kaya it doesn't matter kung pagising mo sa umaga, yung ulam mo, asin lang, tsaka kanin. Nagpapasalamat ka pa rin kahit papano may kanin. Diba? Diba? It doesn't matter what the circumstances may be because peace is in your home. It's inside you. Because Jesus said, if you love me and you keep my word, my Father will love you and we will make a home. God will not just dwell in you, He will create a home. What is the difference between a home and a house? The absence of love. Pag walang pag-ibig, walang pagmamahal, bahay lang yan. But when there is love, then the house becomes a home. God is not building a house. He's not just building a temple in your heart. He's building a home in your heart. If you love me, keep my word. My Father will love you. I will love you. And we will make a home in you. That's where peace comes in. Now, tayo mga taong madali tayong makalimot. Diba? Diba?
O hindi, Bishop, natandaan namin yan. Tandaan nyo, ano nga yung ano, definition ng peace? Okay, natandaan ka agad. Very good. Bukas, huwag yung kalimutan yan, ha? Next week, huwag yung kalimutan yan. Tayo'y madaling makalimot. We easily forget. That's why, etong sabi ni Jesus, He knows that love and keeping the word is vital for our peace. Alam niya. That's why in the middle of the gospel, etong sinabi niya, I will send you the Holy Spirit. Wow! Why would God send us His Holy Spirit when we have His Word and He lives with us, He now makes a home with us? Why do we need the Holy Spirit for? So sabi niya, because He will put into your remembrance everything that I said to you. Para hindi mo makalimutan lahat ng sinabi ko sa iyo. Yes, we love Jesus. We love His Word. Yes, but we easily forget. Nakakalimot tayo. That's why sabi niya, don't worry. Don't worry about forgetting. I will send you the Advocate, the Helper. He will come and He will put everything into your remembrance. So you will not forget. Para hindi mo makalimutan. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. Praise God for that Spirit inside us that always remind us to pray, reminding us to read the Word, reminding us to follow the Word, reminding us to obey the Word. That's the Holy Spirit. His work is to remind us. Sabi niya, the Spirit is the Spirit of peace. Why is He the Spirit of peace? Why? Why? Because He will teach you to love the Word of Christ. And when you love the Word of Christ, God will have a home in you. You will not be afraid even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Ilan sa inyo dito ang muntik nang nakaranas kay muntik kayo namatay? Diba? So some of you, hindi pa lahat. No, hindi ko pinipray na lahat tayo maka-experience niyan. No? Have you noticed during those times na muntik kang mamatay, diba, may takot yan? Then suddenly parang may hahawak sa'yo. Somebody holds you and reminds you, don't be afraid. That's why sabi ni Jesus dito, let not your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not fear. God has a home in you. And if you forget that, dahil yun na nga, humaharap ka na, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, nakakalimutan mo na, at natatakot ka na, and suddenly, the Holy Spirit reminds you. Kalma lang. Huwag kang matakot. I'm here. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That is His word. And you keep that. You keep that in your heart. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Next Sunday is Ascension Sunday. Makikita natin si Jesus aalis na. The disciples will not see Him physically anymore. Kaya sinasabi niya na to, huwag kayong matakot. I am leaving. Okay? But because you love me and you keep my word, my Father and I will now make a home in you. It's the home that God builds in you that brings peace in your life. If the world is going to have peace, tulungan natin ang mundo. Amen? Tulungan natin ang mundo. You start at home, you breathe love in the home. Love for one another and love for Jesus. Kaya sa mga nanay na mayroong mga Sunday schoolers, sino yung mga parents dito na may mga Sunday schoolers? Can I see your hand? Yung mga parents, huwag kayong mahiya. Raise your hand. Yung may mga anak sa Sunday school, yeah, that's good. That's why bring your children to the Sunday school. Early morning, alam ko, 7:30 nagsastart yung Sunday school, so maaga kayong pupunta, mas maaga kay sa amin. But that's your way of bringing peace to the world. By breathing love into your children, allowing them to know the love of Christ in their life at an early age. Alam nyo, aanihin nyo yan because yung batang yan, pag natutong magmahal kay Kristo at matutong magmahal sa salita ni Kristo, that child will grow in peace. And wherever that child goes, he will bring peace, he will sow peace. Yan ang kailangan ng mundo. We will not wait for the bishop to do that. At trabaho ng bishop yan, trabaho ng pari yan. Trabaho natin lahat yan. If we are going to work together to sow love and bring love into our families, you breathe out love towards your family, to your community in the office, if you can do that, then God will make a home in your family. God will make a home in your community. God will make a home in your church. When He makes a home in your church, in your family, in your office, wherever you go, when those places are converted from a house to become a home, then peace will reign in that place. That's how we bring peace to the world.